government and the leadership of teachers have reached an agreement on premium retention allowances for teachers. Speaking to Radio Ghana, the Deputy General Secretary of NAD, John Nyagwe, said the nitty-gritty of the new allowance will be settled tomorrow. He spoke to Survey Year.
The Controller and Accountant General's Department and the Ghana Education Service were charged to take immediate steps to correct all the technical errors.
I heard a team also came out with proposals as to how you begin negotiations. Is that the case?
Oh yeah, yes, we tabled a proposal for a retention premium for teachers, something that is intended to attract and retain teachers in the teaching profession so that the Ghana Education Service doesn't suffer that attrition of teachers that we perennially suffer every now and then. So at least the proposals were tabled and accepted by the ministers for education and also for employment and social work. They will study, and then we expect that come Friday, 11th March 2011, we will meet again. And then talk about the percentage levels that we want, and then expect an agreement when we have both settled for an amount that is acceptable to both the teachers and also the Ministry of Education and Finance.
What about the categories 2 and 3 allowances?
In fact, there are a whole lot of other allowances there which we have put in cold storage. We want to get these things first so that the basic salary will stabilize, and then we will roll on those other allowances. Allowances such as the teachers in deprived areas, teachers who teach 10 subjects, and teachers who teach over bloated classes.
Deputy General Secretary of NAD, John Nyagwe, talking to Survey Year. Meanwhile, the government, NAD and NAGRAT have issued a joint statement following deliberations in Accra yesterday. They agree that the Controller and Accountant General's Department and the Ghana Education Service take immediate steps to correct all technical errors discovered by the Joint Technical Committee established to investigate errors following the migration of staff and teachers of GES to the single-span salary structure. In pursuit of government's commitment in retaining teachers, the government agreed to give teachers a premium to be known as teacher retention premium. The government, NAD and NAGRAT, also agreed that negotiations be completed and a memorandum of understanding between the parties signed tomorrow. The statement was signed by Mahama Yariga, Deputy Minister, Minister of Education, John Nyagwe, Deputy General Secretary NAD, Stanislav Nabome, General Secretary NAGRAT, and George Clint Graham, Chief Executive of Fair Wages and Salaries Commission. The leadership of the Ghana National Association of Teachers, NAT, has asked the rank and file of members to remain calm as efforts are ongoing to rectify the salary discrepancies. The Deputy General Secretary said sooner than later, teachers will return to the classroom after it has been able to secure government's commitment to negotiate on categories 2 and 3 allowances for members.